With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is day number 11. No arrests have been reported overnight. However, one person has been detained for questioning in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona. Pima County Sheriff's Department says deputies detained someone during a traffic stop Tuesday in Tucson. In the meantime, a court-authorized search is underway now in the small town of Rio Rico, Arizona, that is just north of the border with Mexico. President Trump's Commerce Secretary facing calls for his resignation over alleged ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In testimony before Congress, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick acknowledged that he had met with Epstein twice after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child. That contradicts his previous claim that he had decided to never be in the room with Epstein again after 2005. But the White House is standing by Lutnick.
Secretary Lutnick remains a very important member of President Trump's team, and the president fully supports the secretary.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the government is considering steps to force international travelers to catch up with child support payments.
Sources tell the Associated Press the Trump administration is planning to step up enforcement of a 30-year-old law that allows the federal government to revoke U.S. passports from parents who owe a significant amount of child support. The 1996 law was only invoked by the State Department when someone applied for a renewal or sought consular services, but has taken in nearly $621 million in support payments. Soon, the officials said, the State Department will begin to revoke passports on its own initiative based on data shared with it by the Office of Child Support Enforcement at the Department of Health and Human Services. Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep within the Christian community.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge ruling Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that predate and contradict a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment enshrining the procedure. Maricopa Superior Court Judge Greg Como says the older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman is seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. This is SRN News. Coca-Cola shares under pressure Tuesday after the company beat some profit expectations but missed Wall Street's revenue estimates. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
Higher profits, good, but balancing that on the backs of fewer customers who, for now, are willing to pay more is not so good. Not a winning foundation for future growth. Neither is the fact that the profits also came from cost-cutting, since increased efficiency can go only so far. It's not a long-term growth strategy, especially when rivals like PepsiCo have responded to similar trends by cutting prices, putting more competitive pressure on Coke's pricing power. Bob Agnew reporting.
FDA refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine made with mRNA technology. FDA's decision reflects heightened scrutiny under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. More details, srnnews.com.